Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the daily version of the Cortland Economics Report. I am Al Cortland, and I appreciate you joining me. Going to do an update with my buddy Mickey Fault, the mercenary geologist, on a company that is one of our sponsor companies, and I believe one of Mickey's also. I also have to say, in the interest of full disclosure regarding Animus Resources, the company in question here, that I am an investor in Animus, own a fair amount of shares in this particular company. So I am far from being a disinterested arms-length individual. I like the company a lot. I've known Greg McKelvey for a long time. I've known Mark Brown for a long time. It's a group of people that I'm happy to be associated with. So don't take this as investment advice, because it is not. Mick, you got any interest in this deal?
Yeah, I'm a shareholder of Animus too, and they are a side affiliate on my website. So I'm very biased too about this company.
You know, the thing I like about the company is I really, really like the management. You know, the fact that they have properties in both Mexico and Nevada certainly is important. The fact that they're able to raise money really anytime they want to, as evidenced by the $1.7 million financing on November 8th, you know, that I find that to be really gratifying, and, you know, and really gives me a lot of comfort at being an investor in this company. But I got to tell you, I've got all the time in the world for the president, Greg McKelvey. I mean, a career with Phelps Dodge. This is a very, very serious guy, and he knows what he's doing, in my opinion, at the helm of Animus Resources.
Well, I'd have to agree. I've known Greg for 25-plus years, and I think very highly of his ability as a geologist and a CEO.
Yeah, I would too. Mick, why did you get involved in Animus? You and I have both been involved for quite some time now, but I'm curious, what was your impetus to get involved here?
Well, originally it was the Santa Gertrudis project. They consolidated the district probably somewhere on the order of 3.5 to 4 years ago. Went public, if memory serves, in the summer of 2007, and I've been aware of this district. I first visited there in 1994. It's a Carlin-type district, and they put all together a very disparate land position, and were able to consolidate the district. So that was my first impetus to get involved.
What do you think about their movement into Nevada?
Well, I'm very happy about that. I am familiar with at least one of their projects. I've been on the ground there, and that would be Kinsley Mountain. I first looked at it in 1978.
Wow.
And recommended it for Real Algum.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned me down because it was off the major trends of Nevada. Well, it just so happens now that we have a new discovery not that far away and similar rock types, and that would be Long Canyon.
Sure.
AUX just sold out to Frontier Development on that property. The rocks, host rocks at Kinsley Mountain are the same, so I'm very bullish on that property. The other property they've joint ventured with Nevada Sunrise is Golden Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
In south central Nevada, and that's a target with some high-grade gold-silver intercepts, but the real target there is for a Round Mountain disseminated deposit, and they've just completed a drill program there.
They're getting some pretty good results. The stock has come back quite a bit, though. The stock was trading really, really strongly 3 or 4 years ago. Now it's come back at somewhere in the range of about 40 to 45 cents. What are your thoughts on that? Any insight there?
Well, I think it's probably fairly valued right now, but I look at that significant upside if the current drilling at Golden Arrow succeeds. The geologists are very happy with the way the rocks look. They issued a press release yesterday or the day before that commented on the target that they drilled. They hit the right kinds of rocks. Now we will have to wait and see what the assays are there. But if the Golden Arrow drilling turns out to be gold-bearing, significantly gold-bearing, I think the stock price is really going to roar on this thing.
Well, they're in good hands. You know, as we talked about in terms of the management, their assets are promising, to say the least. Santa Gratuitous, I think, is more than just promising. I think that they have a real district there. In my opinion, I'm not a geologist, but just, you know, from what I've heard you say and from what Greg has said, I'm also very, very impressed with their advisory board, by the way. They've got some very, very serious people on that board, and you know, it shows to me that they're definitely going in the right direction. Any final words, Mick?
Well, I like Animas. I'm a long-term committed investor in Animas. I participated in probably the last three private placements and have not sold a share, so I encourage everybody to do their own due diligence, but certainly the company has a tight share structure. It's got the right people behind it, and now what it needs is a drill hole discovery. So they've got a few irons in the fire, and I'm optimistic about the future for Animas.
Me too. Okay, Mickey, thank you so much. Big Al's going to be back with The Daily Show on Monday. Don't forget to listen to the weekend edition. Have a great weekend, you guys.